You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. On October 31st, 1987, Halloween Day, one of the largest trades in NFL history went down, where Eric Dickerson would ultimately find himself moving from the Los Angeles Rams to the Indianapolis Colts, paving a conundrum for the future Hall of Fame running back. Because as we flash forward to Christmas Day, 1988, the reigning top fantasy football player of the season had many contemplations to think about. The next day, his former team, the Rams, would be squaring off against the Vikings in a wild card showdown. Does he root for his former teammates or against the team that sent him packing? However, I'm sure he couldn't even concentrate on this because what was really going on in his mind revolved around the controversy of Christmas Day itself and a dude named John McClane. Welcome to Fantasy Football Origin Stories, where each episode is a journey back in time to explore the unique experiences of some of the coolest and most influential people in the fantasy football industry. I'm your host, Arnie Chapman, also known as the Football History Dude. Now, I love fantasy football, and I want you to come along with me to explore the yesteryear of the armchair gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
Great Scott!
This time as we step off the DeLorean, the date is July 12th, 1988. And we're standing in line to grab some popcorn and some other movie snacks at the famous Avco Theater in Los Angeles, California. We're here to watch a movie that's releasing tonight called Die Hard. Something sure to be an action-packed movie, right? But we're standing next to a couple of guys talking about the upcoming NFL season and the blockbuster trade involving Eric Dickerson heading from our beloved Rams to the Colts. This dude's an animal, they say. Should we take him number one overall in our upcoming fantasy football draft this season? Or should we go with someone else because he's no longer here in Los Angeles? So many unknowns. But perhaps the biggest unknown is what we're about to watch. A controversy will unfold that's maybe bigger than letting our Hall of Fame running back go over there to Indianapolis, because we're about to watch what many consider a Christmas movie. In the dead of summer, I might add. While others are 100% against this idea of Christmas in July. Either way, we'll see. But more importantly, it's training camp season. Let's go to football in the upcoming draft, where if you did end up taking Dickerson number one overall, he would have rewarded you handsomely because he came away with a top fantasy player crown in 1988. Okay, so let's flash forward to 2023. And I want to welcome you to the inaugural episode of Fantasy Football Origin Stories. If you've never heard my other show, The Football History Dude, well, that's a little bit of a glimpse into how I like to roll. It's always fun to tie in a little bit of a history to the guest into the upcoming interview. And this week's guest is adamant that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. and he debates even with his buddies on the show. This week's guest for the inaugural episode is Adam Azer, host of CBS's Fantasy Football Today, among other podcasts, but we're going to focus more on the fantasy football side of things. He comes to us with his origin story, taking us back to the roots of not just his show, but just fantasy football podcasts in general. But we'll get into that in the interview, and so much more. I mean, for me personally, it's pretty cool because Azer was one of the first voices that I heard when it came to podcasting. And, you know, listening to podcasts, that is. When I first learned about this whole podcasting thing, I'm like, hey, this is on-demand audio. I can look at specific content. So, of course, naturally being a fantasy football enthusiast, research is paramount to try to figure out what you're going to do in the upcoming season. So I type in fantasy football to the podcast app, and boom, this is one of the podcasts I listen to. And throughout the course of this particular show, I'll continue to share stories from my origin into fantasy football, some of my experiences over the years, and anything else that might revolve around fantasy football. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to hear from you, the listener. So if you are interested in maybe sharing your own story, your experiences, whatever it may be, and sending in an audiogram to us that we could possibly play in the show, all you have to do is head over to fantasyfootballoriginstories.com. Again, that's fantasyfootballoriginstories.com. When you're over on the website, not only can you submit your stories, but you can also learn more about other guests that we have on the show, even though this is the inaugural one. But for now, let's get this DeLorean fired up and head back in time to learn about the fantasy football origin story of the one and only Adam Azer. Let's give a listener of the show, like, the first memory that you have, or even the greatest memory of fantasy football.
First memory I have I was in high school. I was probably a sophomore or junior. I shared a team with my friend Alex. And I think we had Napoleon Kaufman. We had one of the Napoleon running backs on the Raiders. We had him going for us. So this was like right around 2000, I guess. Somewhere around there. I got to get my Pro Football Reference up.
Yeah, no, that might be around about. Yeah, I remember the Kaufman days.
So there was Napoleon Harris and Napoleon Kaufman, right? So I had Napoleon Kaufman, I believe, on one of my first teams. So let's just say I had his. Well, hopefully it was 1997 because he had 1,294 rushing yards that year. I just remember being in my playroom and we were watching football and just going crazy for fantasy football, and that's how I got into it. And then one of my first memories later, was a little bit later, my freshman year of college was the first time I won. And that was, I believe I had Clinton Portis on that team. And I want to say he was with the Broncos at that point. So that was 2002. Those are some of my early memories of fantasy football.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking, we got a good 2 decades worth of fantasy football, and it's changed so much over the time frame. And I was just, you know, through the various stuff that I've had on my show, always going back and learning about Bill Winkenbach and like the origin of fantasy football and such, and how different, like, my people that I talk to on the network would always go into, not necessarily like we have it easy. We can pull out our phone, and, you know, my dad always jokes, if Captain James T. Kirk would have had this, he would have whooped the Klingon's iPhone. But back in the day, looking at the newspaper, the box scores, and trying to keep track of all that stuff, it's no wonder why they just, you know, would track touchdowns and such. So,
That's kind of. I don't remember that. Yeah, no, I think I had automatic scoring. I don't think we had to do our own scoring back then in the late 90s, but I think I miss the days of making my own rankings. It's so easy now. You go into a draft and all the rankings are up there and all the projections and all that. I miss the days of handwriting out all my rankings and crossing names off when they got drafted. That was really the most fun part of fantasy for me. Me and my brother would get really into it, and we'd make our rankings and I'd have a list of each position, and that was super fun back then. So it's gotten a little simpler now, and I do miss the days of doing a little bit more work.
Yeah, you kind of reminds me of when I, now granted, my first recollection of fantasy sports that I can think back to earliest was actually fantasy basketball, and it was a salary cap league. So me and my buddy Mark, we would print off the sheets for all the salary caps, and in math class, we were doing math, you know, calculating the math and trying to figure out the best possible roster that was coming up. And I can't recall specifically when I got into the football side of things, but that's been predominantly like the only thing I really follow anymore. So yeah, it's just fun seeing the differences that it's gone throughout the years.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's so different now. Just in terms of the statistics that are available to you, it's crazy. Just the way the job has changed since I started doing it, I think in 2009. Man, we have so many things at our disposal now that didn't exist even 5 years ago, and all these advanced metrics and ability to watch film and all those types of things. So it's a lot more work now, but it's also a lot more information that you can, you know, do a lot of things with. You should really be able to get a pretty good picture of a player now, you know, much more so than you would have 5-10 years ago.
Right. So that's right there. You're perfect. I got to show you this little thing right here. I got my DeLorean. I don't know if you can see it right there. So that's kind of the premise of the show. You're going to go back in time with me. We're going to crank that baby up to 88 miles an hour. So let's go to your origin story. So you've kind of already talked about like your playing days a little bit, but like, let's start from how did you realize, man, I might want to do this for a living, all the way through where you're talking to me on the Fantasy Football Origin Show.
Okay, so are we talking about my fantasy football origin or my broadcasting origin?
This is totally up to you. Like, what led you to, at one point in time when you're playing Napoleon Kaufman, to now you're talking to me on the Fantasy Football Origin Show?
I'm really starting to think it was Napoleon Harris, by the way. But
it may have been. For some reason, yeah. I thought Kaufman. Wasn't he more of the Patriots? I'm really getting confused. That's a long time ago.
No, he was on the Raiders, and then Napoleon Harris. So his career ended in 2000. No, it must have been. No, Napoleon Harris was a linebacker. So who was I thinking of? Yeah, I think it must have been Napoleon Kaufman.
The OG IDP, I guess, maybe. But anyway, go ahead. Go with your
definitely
story.
Not. Okay. There was a Napoleon McCollum who also played for the Raiders, but his career ended in 1994. So it was Napoleon Kaufman. Okay, I'm very confident in that. I'll go with my broadcasting origin story. So, because you already heard my fantasy football one, and it's not that good. In fact, I didn't even know which Napoleon it was. So my broadcasting origin would be that my brother is 10 years older than I am, 9, 10 years. And he was into sports broadcasting. So we were huge sports nuts growing up. I grew up in South Florida, but I was a New York sports fan because my whole family's from New York. I was born in New York. And we just, you know, we loved the Knicks and the Yankees. And I liked the Giants. He liked the Jets. We were big Miami Hurricanes fans because he went there. And when I grew up, I was always listening to like Marv Albert and all these great broadcasters, a lot on Knicks games. And when I would watch games as a kid, I would be broadcasting in my head, basically. That was what was not most interesting to me, the outcome of the game, what was most interesting to me, but I was probably one of the only kids who actually cared about the broadcasting. My brother went to University of Miami, and he started doing student radio there, and he was broadcasting Miami Hurricanes football games and baseball games, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. So that's what I wanted to get into, and that's exactly what I did. I did exactly what he did 10 years later. And so I went to college in 2002, graduated in 06, and did a lot of sports media stuff, did play-by-play, hosted radio shows. At that point, I never really wanted to specifically be in fantasy. I just wanted to be in sports media. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do play-by-play. I didn't feel like starting my career in, I don't know, somewhere in like, you know, some little town doing independent league baseball. That didn't feel very appealing to me. So I didn't go the play-by-play route. I was lucky enough to have had an internship when I was in college with, at the time it was CBS Sports. No, it was CSTV, College Sports Television, became CBS Sports College Network or whatever it is. And got bought by CBS, whatever. So I started working there after college. I was in New York. And then in 2009, I moved down to Fort Lauderdale where the fantasy operation was. And that's how I hooked on to fantasy. So I just wanted to be in sports media. Did a little play-by-play, really liked it, but didn't really want that lifestyle. So was lucky enough to start to... You know what? When I started doing podcasts, I was doing podcasts. This was me on a handheld recorder in a conference room with all these guys who covered college sports. And we were doing college lacrosse podcasts and college basketball and college football and whatever. College hockey podcast. And that was a podcast. That was like the beginning of podcasting. I had no idea what a podcast was when I graduated college. It was 06. That's when they first really started. And that's how we did them. And then, you know, they got more and more sophisticated. And when I started working for CBSSports.com, that's when I, you know, hooked onto the fantasy crew and was lucky enough to start hosting their shows.
So was it the experience in the podcast world / with the sports media and broadcasting that kind of came together, or was that not really relevant?
The experience I had in college, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, like, I mean, you talked 2006 at podcast MGs, like 2005, I think, is when the Adam Curry and them was like first started it. I mean, you've been doing it forever since the beginning.
I think I started in 2007 doing podcasts, but like I said, I mean, there was nobody listening really, and it was just a handheld recorder in a conference room. I got lucky in that, you know, I was from South Florida. I moved up to New York after college. I took this job. I was doing like half marketing and half podcasting. I hated it. I hated it, man. But some of the stuff was cool. And then I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to move to Florida. I want to move back home. And that it just so happens that CBSSports.com, which was part of the company, obviously, that I was working for, was headquartered there and still is. And when I went there, they were like, oh, you've done podcasts? Here's our fantasy football podcast. Why don't you sit in? Why don't you host? And it was just Dave and Jamie. And it was called Fantasy Game Plan or something like that. I don't even remember what it was called. It was just Dave and Jamie. So I started hosting it and never looked back. And at the same time, I had never even played fantasy baseball before. And I somehow ended up hosting the fantasy baseball podcast. I became a big fantasy baseball guy at that point. Unfortunately, I don't do that anymore. And I sort of miss knowing all that fantasy baseball stuff. But, you know, I'm a one sport guy now, you know, in my older age.
Well, okay. So I was going to originally ask you to give one person or something, give them some love, you know, throughout your career. But maybe because you said, you know, at the very beginning, maybe talk about the early days of the podcast and the guys that you were with.
It was me, Dave, and Jamie. Now, Dave and Jamie started the podcast. It was just them. And when Dave would start it, he had this silly intro that we would just kind of like make fun of with him, you know. Was, this is the only fantasy football podcast guaranteed to help you win your league, or something like that. And he said at the beginning, and we work hard every day to keep it that way, something like that. He said at the beginning of every show. I don't remember the location we did it in. We did it in with this weird mixer and these headsets. We'd bounce around and do it in different locations. We would do it in conference rooms. It was fine, you know, like it was fine. The technology hasn't really gotten that much more sophisticated for video. I mean, when we started doing it on video, we did it on Skype because I moved back to New York. I live in New York now. I moved back to New York like 8 years ago, and I managed to, you know, they let me do the job remotely. So we did it on Skype, and then we did it on Zoom, and now we do it on StreamYard. But it's just, you know, that's the beauty of podcasting. It's so simple. So it hasn't changed that much. It's just three guys on a microphone. There are sometimes, for now, it's four, and we have Heath and Chris and Dan and all these guys. But hey, that was the beginning of it, man. I don't even really remember. I cannot even believe the life I had back then. Like the fact that I used to not watch all the games, or it's just the way the job has changed and the demand that it is now. I can't go out on a Monday night and watch a game with friends. You know, like I gotta be home watching it, listening to the broadcast. I used to play, if anybody listened to the show, I used to play kickball, I think, on Thursdays or something like that. And it's like, are you kidding? I could never fly now. I mean, I work so much harder now than I did when I first started. Not because I was lazy, just because it's so much more competitive now. We have so many other podcasters, so many other websites doing it. And it just requires so much more time than it used to, but it's still just as fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's why even this show, I don't know if I mentioned in the email, but I originally was going to be called the Fantasy Football Dude back in 2018. But then I was like, you know, there's a lot out there and what can I bring to the table? So that's why I fell on the Football History Dude, which is, you know, been very awesome. But I wanted to still get into this space. And this is why I started this, to talk to people like you and go through your origin. And yeah, we were just in a conference room going around in CBS Sports back in Florida. So pick your fantasy football superpower or your claim to fame, if you could be.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so Adam Azer is the best at this, or this is what I bring to the table for the fantasy football industry. You know, give. I was hoping you could give some kind of like fancy name to it, or like, you know, like Thor's hammer, like Mjorn or something. But yeah, come up with something.
Oh man. Well, you know, we got Azer stats, right? I'm the best at manipulating statistics to frame an argument. There's nobody better than me at that. I do have the craziest non-football takes. I think I'm sort of developing that reputation, which probably all started with me adamant that Die Hard, you know, is not a Christmas movie. But like all these other things that I believe that nobody, like, I don't think the words FROG and DOG rhyme. I don't think frog and dog rhyme. I say them completely differently. So that's kind of what I have. I don't really, all right, wait, so frame it to me again. What do you want from me? What kind of, you want like a tagline or something here?
I mean, I was just kind of an open. I'm really, you know, I'm really noodling around with how I'm going to format this podcast. You're the first one. And my thought was like, okay, you come into the industry and maybe, like, I don't want people to brag about themselves necessarily, but like, you said it, the Azer stats, and you have a way to be able to manipulate data and frame around a question or frame around a response. Like, yeah, that's really what I was looking at. Like, maybe your superpower. Maybe next time the next person will know what I'm going to give him this question for. So, yeah.
I have the best bad takes in the industry. The best non-football bad takes in the industry. I mean, people think I'm crazy. I am right about almost all of these things. I'm telling you, man. Like, Die Hard, we had the writer of Die Hard on the show, and he said it was a Christmas movie, and he was wrong. It is not. Like, I will never back down from that. People who think Jerry Maguire is a sports movie have never seen a sports movie. Okay? Like, I have all of these wacky things, and I believe in my bones. I am right. The cookie part of the Oreo is the most important and the best part. You would never eat a bag of just the cream. You'd be throwing up in the bathroom 30 minutes later. Like, you know, these are the things that nobody thinks about that I have to put out there at the risk of being unpopular. And Arnie, I'm fine with that. I will take that. I will fall on that sword, and I will say the unpopular things because people need to hear them, and I am right about them, almost all of them.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, there you go. So that's your claim to fame, your superpower. What about maybe this is one of those things, or your takes that no one else wants to agree with, but give me your Mount Rushmore of fantasy football players throughout your career.
Oh, of like picks that I made, like the best picks.
Was actually intended to initially say, like, these are the five or the four top players at their, you know, like, you know, the difference makers, including draft, whatever it is. But hey, this is wide open.
Sure. So, okay, LaDainian Tomlinson is George Washington. There's just never been, I think, you know, between him and Marshall Faulk, it's really close. Priest Holmes, but those are the first three that come to mind. As Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, Priest Holmes, and then there's some really tough ones after that. Calvin Johnson, Antonio Brown at the wide receiver position were just dominant for years and years and years. And there were so many more. We did something like this last year, and the names are escaping me. Zeke was tremendous, but he wasn't quite in that category. McCaffrey had a kind of a shorter, slightly less dominant stretch. Oh, there's a name I'm missing here. All right, definitely those three. Tomlinson, Marshall Faulk, Priest Holmes. Who am I missing? Who would you say?
I mean, there, Le'Veon Bell was there for a little bit, but that was a short period, too. Yes, that's a
great one. He was the man.
I mean, it depends on where you want to really draw the line at, because you're talking about during your career. I mean, you go back in because like the Randy Moss or the, you know, that type of thing. There was a period where
my career was only 2009, I'd say I started. Mm-hmm. So this was way before that. Like, what am I forgetting, man? You know, the quarterbacks like Drew Brees was terrific.
Yeah, and even
Adrian Peterson, maybe.
Yeah, there was a period where Peterson was there. Peyton Manning, of course. If you see, that's the thing is like you get the like even the for a while they're like say the just recently the Kelce or even the Gronk, because like there was a tight end that couldn't touch him during that time. So
yeah,
these were so much. I mean, this is an impossible task to really give to you. It's just fun to play.
Arian Foster was one of them. Just trying to think of a guy who is like number one year after year. I think Antonio Brown is pretty underrated in that aspect.
Oh, yeah. Especially at that position, too.
Yeah. Cause he was a guy that was being taken number one overall in a lot of leagues. I don't remember if he was more dominant than Calvin Johnson, but I would say that he was, especially when he had that bounce back year with the Bucks. So I'll put Antonio Brown on there.
Let's say I'm biased, and I'll let you keep Megatron in there, because if you were to look at my room, my coffee mug I'm listening to right now is the Lions, and so like, yeah, well, let's go ahead and keep him in there. But
so that's another thing. That's another take that nobody agrees with me on. But to me, Calvin Johnson is the second best wide receiver in NFL history. Now, nobody's touching Jerry Rice, but you know, he didn't do it for as long as Randy Moss, but he was so dominant. And from a fantasy, you know, this isn't even a fantasy thing, but, you know, from a fantasy standpoint, he was amazing. He was in contention as the number one player year after year. And he was just the entire team. You know, he just carried that team. So to me, I wish he had had a longer career, but to me, Calvin Johnson is the second best receiver ever.
Yeah, because I'm not too far from also showing me my coaster, which is the Barry Sanders, like, talk about carrying a team and everything. So before we get get you out of here and everything, what's the biggest change that you've seen through the industry through your, you know, whatever we're talking about, 14, 15 years?
It would be the, if we want to talk about the fantasy industry in general, not just football, I think it would be the advanced metrics. And the differences in the people who really rely on them and those who rely on them almost not at all, those who like the eyeball test. And football is pretty interesting because I don't know that you can go wrong. I mean, I like to try to do a little bit of everything. I'm not super, super into the advanced stats, but what I like about our show is that we've got analysts that use all different types of methods. And some are really into the stats and some are not at all. And nobody's necessarily better or more accurate than anyone else. So that's kind of the fun part of it. The other difference is podcasting and video, I think. You know, it's really not primarily a written medium anymore or industry anymore. It's a multimedia thing. And everyone's got a podcast, you know, and it's just a much more fun way to interact with your audience, and it makes everyone feel like they're a part of it. And I think that's so cool. I'm so lucky to have been on a podcast that's been around for as long as it has been. And, you know, we've grown so much over the years, but we have just this incredible connection with our audience that I just don't think you get on any other type of platform. So that would be the biggest thing for me. I mean, the personalities are really coming out, and you know, everybody's on the air and doing all these different things, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit on that with you're in my earbud when I'm listening to you guys. You know, it's not the rankings as a fan or a listener. It's all the other stuff, your bad takes, things like that. Which, by the way, I agree, Tie Hard is not a Christmas movie. The dude shooting. Anyway, so. Now let's go into the future with the 20 years into the future, fantasy football, fantasy sports, podcast space, whatever you want to say, whether what do you think will happen that'll make a big change, a splash, or what would you like to see happen?
20 years in the future, huh?
Sure. All right,
we're definitely going to still have sleepers, breakouts, and busts. Those are never going anywhere. My God, I have no idea. I am so bad at this. I often try to think of like the next big thing technologically, and I have no idea what that is. But I would say that there's probably going to be more gambling involved in fantasy. You know, kind of a marriage of the two in some way. I think there's going to be some new position that the NFL just sort of, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, you know, where we play three receiver leagues now. I don't know what it is. There's going to be some change in the lineups. You know, now it's super flex. So I wonder what that will be. You know, the NFL is always going to go for offense. So maybe it's going to be like two running backs. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't either. I mean, that's why it's fun to play this little game. And one thing, speaking, okay, maybe it's like it's a nuclear wasteland of technology, and we're back to the stone age of only paper. It reminds me of one of the drafts I was in, one of my live drafts, where a buddy shows up and he forgot to bring his rankings. So I said, I pulled out my previous year's little magazine. I said, here, you can use this one. And I can't remember who the player was, but one of them was a first rounder that was hurt. So he picked him.
So that's awesome, man. That is really cold blooded.
Did you make him
keep it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, that you did what you did. You picked it. But so, yeah, I mean, we always talk about in our family, fantasy football first, then blood, and then everything else, the Detroit Lions, and then we go from there. So at any rate, any last words of wisdom for the fan of the show, maybe either breaking, if they have dreams of breaking industry or just fantasy football in general, leave me with that.
Yeah, I do get a decent amount of people who ask me how I got in the industry and what I recommend for them. So if you're still able to, you know, if you're still a young person, you're in high school or something like that, you'll get involved in college. When you get to college, if you do that, go that route, get involved in as much media as you can. Write, do radio, do TV, do as much as you can. Get internships, get experience, even if you're not enjoying it, meet people, network, you know, and just do. You cannot say, oh, I want to be a writer, I'm only going to do writing. I want to be a podcaster, I'm only going to do on air. Everybody does everything. That's definitely going to continue into the future. So learn how to edit, give yourself as many skills as possible. If you're past that stage in your life, start your own website, start your own podcast, get on YouTube and see what happens. Who cares if you have 30 people viewing? It's not for them. It's for you. It's for you to get experience. And you never know. I mean, the fantasy footballers are a great example. They're like the number one in the space. They're super popular. They do a great job. And they just started out as regular fantasy football you know, players listening to our show, among others, and started their own thing and they became popular. But, you know, now they have a website and they do a podcast, they're on video, they write, you know, so again, do everything you can, just go for it. You don't need anyone to tell you if you can or can't do your own content, just do it and just keep practicing. And and that's what I would recommend, and, you know, have fun with it.
There you go. Adam Azer. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Or is it just a sweet, action-packed rompus? I'll let you decide. But more importantly, I mean, how cool was that to be able to go behind scenes to learn about how Adam fell into fantasy football, and then podcasting itself, and just everything else that he's been able to experience over the years? Now, to listen to Adam's main fantasy football show, you can find it in your podcast app pretty much just by typing Fantasy Football Today, and it's going to pop up because it's one of the more popular ones out there. But to learn more about fantasy football origin stories, I encourage you to head over to the site for this podcast. That's fantasyfootballoriginstories.com. Again, fantasyfootballoriginstories.com. Now, as we shift over to next week, we're going to have one of Adam's compadres, Mr. Dave Richard. So make sure you mash that little subscribe or follow button on your podcast player of choice to make sure that it drops fresh into your playlist right off the presses. But for now, dude, I am through if you're through. Thank you for listening to this episode of Fantasy Football Origin Stories. To make sure you're the first to get the next episode, please make sure to mash that little subscribe or follow button on your podcast player of choice, then head over to the website for the show notes and more Fantasy Football Origin Stories. That's at fantasyfootballoriginstories.com. And remember, dudes, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.